700 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hopes for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appear to be dimming as talks in Egypt have not produced a deal, and ABC's Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv says the Israeli military appears to be gearing up for a new ground offensive.
Israeli military officials urging Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an expected ground offensive by Israeli forces into the city, where more than a million civilians have sought shelter during the war.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue on U.S. college campuses, some schools trying to resume normal operation. UCLA going back to in-person classes today. At USC, police cleared an encampment on Sunday morning. Worries of severe storms from northern Texas to South Dakota today. There's a risk of powerful tornadoes between Wichita and Oklahoma City. Meanwhile, more rain in eastern Texas exacerbated already heavy flooding. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's back to school today in Mount Horeb. Counselors are on hand. The Wisconsin Justice Department says a teenager was brandishing a pellet rifle outside the middle school last Wednesday. Police are on leave after killing the boy. State agents are poring over body camera video. The boy never got into the school and no one inside was hurt. Talks are ongoing between Universities of Wisconsin leaders and student protesters over encampments. Campus police Friday agreed not to interfere with the tent village in Madison, but UW System President Jay Rothman says other demands are off the table.
The issues that are being protested are ones of foreign policy, not of university investment. So I just view that as a red herring.
Rothman speaking on WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Several bridges will be closed in Oshkosh for cleaning and maintenance throughout the week. The bridges will be completely closed from 6 in the morning until 4 p.m. while crews perform routine tasks to keep them running smoothly. Today, the Wisconsin Street Bridge is closed. On Tuesday, May 7th, the Congress Oshkosh Avenue Bridge will close. On Wednesday, Oregon Jackson Street Bridge will close. And on Thursday, May 9th, the Main Street Bridge will close. Gas prices are coming down a bit. Officials say the downward trend will continue. According to GasBuddy.com, the average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin as a whole is $3.34. In Green Bay, the average price fell 6 cents a gallon to $3.24. In Appleton, the average is $3.31 a gallon, down 4 cents. And in Oshkosh, it's $3.30 a gallon, down 5. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Packers wrap up rookie minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' 11 draft picks and another 40 undrafted players were at the Packers' 2 days of practice over the weekend. The team signing three tryout players and a receiver, Dimitri Stanley, the son of Walter Stanley, a receiver for the Packers in the 1980s. Head coach Matt LaFleur asked about that sling on his left arm the past couple of weeks.
What happened?
Got in a little fight with the bench press, so I lost.
Baseball, the Brewers in Kansas City tonight against the Royals. After losing 5-0 to the Cubs, it's the first series loss for the crew on the road so far this season.
It's little things that makes a difference between good and great. So that's what a young team's going to learn, and we're going to have to go through this and learn it and keep our energy and keep our focus the right way. And it's a great challenge. You know, you lose a series to the Cubs on the road, especially in this environment. It's no fun, but you learn from it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine today, a few high clouds and upper 60s, a light and variable wind. Overnight, mostly clear and mid-40s. On Monday, sunshine, upper 60s. By Tuesday, a chance of showers, some thunderstorms around as well, especially late in the day. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 57 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we do the show from the chair while I get my hair cut. We're not joking. It's the haircut show. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back on a Monday morning. Well, I'm still a little bit in shock with Kristen Jane Anderson.
Yeah, that
suicide
was,
prevention. Frank, you were listening to
I
it coming
on
in.
I listened on the way in, and I was, I've been through some situations in with family members with depression and that type of situation. And thank God we got involved and did some things and got some help.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go away.
No.
It doesn't go away.
But
doesn't
isn't
go
she
away.
An amazing
what
spokesperson?
A story. I was almost
incredible.
Bawling.
I know.
Yeah,
just incredible.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, let's turn the turn things around here a little bit and talk about some entertainment. Frank Hermans has a new show coming up, and is this the first time you've done a show that you're not in?
No. I wrote this show especially for girls.
Right.
My girls, and this is the second time it's run. So this is the second time I've not been in the show.
Okay.
So it's really the only show I've written.
Well, that's what I mean.
That's what you mean. That I'm not in. Yeah. Yes.
And I want to talk about the show, but. What do you do when you're not on stage? Because, man, I've known you
for a
long time.
It is
you are comfortable on stage.
I'm sitting in, you know, because I'm running the computer and lights for the show. So I am doing
all
something.
Right, so you're a little bit involved.
I'm involved. I directed the show, but I got to tell you, these girls are so talented. I just picked out little things. That's all it was. I had to be a little bit nitpicky because my girls learn their stuff before the guys. I don't know if you know this, but girls do that,
yeah,
okay?
They're smarter.
And they're way smarter than us. And these girls were ready for the stage last Tuesday, okay? So I'm trying to nitpick things, but it's tough. Yeah. I want to go out there and I think of a line that I want to say, but I let them do it.
Yeah.
You know, I do give, you know, some notes. Hey, what if you said this? I don't know if that works. You know, I love it.
Do you dress up like all in black with the turtleneck and then they bring you out after?
I introduce the show.
Oh, you do?
So you know what? I like where you're going. I'm going to dress all in black.
Right.
So I look like an artsy guy.
Exactly. Right.
Does that work?
And then we bring you out for the curtain call.
Yeah.
You know,
curtain
they all,
call. Like,
right.
Oh, little surprise that the girls don't know. They're not listening right now because they're not up yet.
Well, they work at night.
They'll have kids. So they're all getting a bouquet of flowers from me on opening
night. Isn't that nice?
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us, how'd you come up with this? I mean, you've written, what did you say last time? A couple hundred shows?
146 shows.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So do you remember Guys on Ice? Okay.
Yeah.
Great Northwoods production.
But Guys Ice Fishing.
Got to know those guys. In fact, I had them at my theater, did the show. And I'm thinking, I'm going to ride on some coattails. I'm going to write a show called Girls on Ice. So in 2010, I wrote a show called Girls on Ice, which is about girls that are going to St. Norbert College, but they're from Dykesville and the ice fish, and they get together and they go to school. Anyway, I know what you're thinking. It's crazy. But there's a backstory to that story that was never told. So I wrote a prequel to that story, which is this show called Girls on Thin Ice. You don't have to see the first show to understand it because it is its story in itself. And it's all about St. Norbert College in the 80s and a group called Swinging Knights. The Swinging Knights were just they're a huge group. Now they're called Broadway on what are they called? Broadway Nights? I can't remember, but Swinging Nights is what they were back.
I think it's Nights on Broadway.
Nights on Broadway. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Ken
and
Paulson
is the director. Ken's doing that now, but that was...
Dudley Birder?
Oh, man.
Well, Dudley Birder was the director of Swinging Nights.
Right. Like, what, 50 years?
50 years.
Legendary.
And my wife actually got to be with Dudley her first year. So she finished out with Dudley. He had retired from the Swinging Nights. But anyway, we go back to the 80s, and each one of these girls, they have a different personality. And I really enjoyed writing about their personalities, and you know, I'm a guy, but
you're a guy.
I feel like I got a side to me. I got a side to me that
really?
I can, that yeah, I'm a softie, and you know,
the feminine. It came out.
I got a feminine side.
You got in touch with your feminine side.
I really did, and
I'm proud of you, Frank.
I wrote these characters from my heart, and when the girls read it, they're like, oh yeah, because I took each one of their personalities and amplified it by 10 times. Is kind of what I did. It's what really their personalities are. And you'll find out, and the girls are like, yeah, I am kind of like that.
You know, what were the girls like from St. Norbert College in the 80s?
Well, I partied there a lot in the 80s, so
should we call Tommy and Johnny Nick to find
out? Yes, oh, they know some stories about me. But St. Norbert College, you know, great musical program with Dudley Birder. And it was really esteemed place to make the Swinging Nights. They had, you know, a lot of people auditioned and only the best got to be in the Swinging Nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a performance group. They performed all over the state of Wisconsin. They go to Florida every year, and they perform for retired folks. But this story has to do with two girls that are being auditioned for Swinging Nights. And two of them, well, they got some issues. One, well, you're going to find out she's pregnant, and she's due in 4 months. And so is she going to make all the gigs? The other one, who is now a senior, a super senior, she should have auditioned when she was a freshman, but she had other obligations. And finally, she wants to do this for the end of her senior year. But guess what? She might be called up by the CIA.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
CIA.
I was there in the 80s. Yeah. I don't remember that, but that sounds like a great story.
But what's funny is I wrote this show 6 years ago. We performed it the weekend of March, March 19th. The world shut down. And it was my closing night. I had a sold-out show, and only half the people showed up. So... And in that show, if you read my show, I talk about Ukraine, Kiev. I talk about vaccines.
Really?
And this was so my girls are like, how did you know this? I go, I have no idea.
Wow.
Wow.
So
that's cool.
It's kind of a weird thing for me to read this script after 5 years, like, oh, we had this in there, we had that in there. But the reason why we brought it back is a lot of folks didn't get to see it because the world shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of COVID.
Yeah,
that
of COVID.
That sounds like some great subplots
funny
to that.
Stuff.
Especially that CIA thing.
Why does everybody go to the CIA?
Are a lot of girls that went to St. Norbert in the 80s a little nervous about watching this play? Well, or should they be?
They shouldn't be. They shouldn't be at all. This is a totally made-up show.
Okay.
And I'm not singling out anyone. But the one thing is that they were so good. And they could harmonize. And that's one thing you'll find out about my girls. They do a song called How Will I Know by... Whitney Houston, a cappella, all five parts.
It how is, will I know blow. If he really loves me?
Yeah, but it's done without instrumentation.
Okay.
Just through vocals, it'll blow you away.
Wow.
In fact, Warren Gerds did a review 5 years ago, one of his last reviews, and pointed out that song about how amazing you will be. You'll be just be amazed when you hear it. So
awesome. I will say, and I've been to many of your shows, they are talented. Yeah. I mean, that the music, I mean, I'm actor, dancer, you know, I don't really have an eye for that as much as I do an ear for music, but man, that...
You're a singer, Jim. Yeah. That's what you
and
noticed.
The Swinging Nights, they were good. I mean, they still are, even though they're called Nights on Broadway. But yeah, that's the elite singers of St. Norbert.
Elite. And you know what's funny? Back in the day, early, I recruited from Nights on Broadway. Kent would call me, hey, Kent, hey, Frank, there's this Sarah Galati. I recruited her from Casey Schumacher. I recruited her. Kelly Haddad, or it was Gusloff back, recruited her and her husband. So these are the people that I go see, and then maybe they want to stay around and teach, and they want to stick around here, but hey, would you like to make some extra cash working for Let Me Be Franks? Hello.
Hello.
You know, I get to sing and get paid? Yeah.
And again, the back scene of the backstage, you guys have a lot of fun.
Well, we're bringing back dinner theater. Okay, this show is dinner and a show. It's not at the Meyer, it's in the backstage. So it's dinner and a show. It's an Italian buffet. I know you like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's all fiction, chicken Alfredo and all that cool stuff. Not Alfredo, Florentine.
Cacciatore.
No, yeah, okay. One of those.
One of those.
Right. One of those Italian words, John. You know them all,
some
right?
Some with vowels in it. Yeah.
Some with vowels in it. So it ends with an I.
Exactly.
Okay. But it's an Italian buffet. It's $65, a dinner and a show. Wednesday and Thursday are getting close to being sold out on Friday. Nice. But and dinner is only, you can only get tickets until May 7th. We open on May 8th, runs through the 11th.
Ooh, like
for dinner and a show, because after that, it's only show only because they got to order the food and stuff.
Yeah, so. But that yeah. dinner show, and yeah. I like those because you go to a restaurant and the service is good, but if it's yep. not good, you're going to be late. And yep. then you're yeah. always looking at your watch. It's not as much fun, whereas it's very relaxing in your theater when you have the dinner show, and because you know you're not going to miss the show, and yep. you got your seats, and that's great. So that the dinner show is, tell me that again.
It's so like the it's first dinner and a show. It's doors open at 5:30, dinner's at 6, right. show's at 7. And if you want dinner, if you want dinner and a show, you have to call before tomorrow night,
okay.
midnight. But if you want to do show only, Jim, it's funny you say that people eat at other places. I have my friends, they'll call me, hey, Frank, can you hold the show? We're going to be 10 minutes late. I kid you not.
No, I know.
Oh,
they do it. Hey, I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah. Can you hold the show? For
that,
so as soon as they walk in, I throw them under the bus.
I bet you I do.
That
and well deserved.
That was me, Frank, but I used a different name. But yeah, that's it. And the food's good there. I mean, that backstage,
the chef does a great job there. In fact, you know, right now we have great show, great houses every night. So there's still a few tickets left for dinner, but show only we'll put on sale on Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm sorry, Wednesday morning. But you still can get dinner. And how do you do that? Is going to MeyerTheater.org.
Yeah.
Or you can call TicketStar 920-494-3401. They are open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day. So. I know some folks are having trouble this weekend getting on the internet and order some tickets. So give them a call today if you can, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Now, how is it with your wife? I mean, you've been together a long time, long time.
Yes.
But how is that? I mean, how many years has it been that she's been performing now with
well,
you?
Well, she's an original member, 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, she was in the first show of the Temp, and she did the first like three shows, and then she took a teaching job down in Texas. So she would fly back every summer and do the summer show for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And finally she said, you know, I'm done with this. I'd like to do Let Me Be Frank's full time. So I brought her on. And
did you say, like, marry me and you will?
No, we didn't like each other first. She kind of thought I was a little bit, how do you say, John, over
the top?
Over the top.
Huh.
That's what I'm going to say.
I've never been accused of that.
Well,
that's why I asked you, John. That's why I'm looking right at you.
So wow. let me explain that to me, because I don't know that you've changed hell.
I haven't.
How did you get her to accept you?
It happened during a Christmas show. And sadly to say, we both were in relationships that didn't work. And yeah. we both had children with Asperger's. I think that's where we connected, was through our kids.
That's cool.
And I had a son with Asperger's, she did, and we became friends. And all of a sudden, I'll never forget, we're doing a Christmas show. And I'm like, wow, she's kind of hot. I never really thought of it. I don't, because as a boss,
yeah.
as someone who, they work for you, sure, someone can be attractive, but you don't look at them that way because you got things to do.
Yeah.
And there's an agenda.
And you can go to jail, too.
And you can, yes.
Or get shot.
Exactly, get in trouble. But we had both had been through, we were single. And we kind of, hey. And then that first date, I tell you what, it was like love at first sight.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that funny? Awesome. It wasn't first sight, but it was once you realized, wait, this could work. That's great. And she's, she's so talented.
Does she help you write at all? Or
oh, my God.
Everything
she
you?
Is impression. I am sitting at a computer, okay? And this, I use Pat for this, too. My wife, first of all.
Okay, hold that story.
Yeah, okay.
We got to tell the story. Frank Herrmann's Girls on Thin Ice is coming up. Dinner show. Stay with us.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Save big money on everything for your next project now at Menards. Spring is here, meaning time for outdoor projects. Protect your home's outdoor living space with Thompson's Exterior Wood Sealer. It provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat and maintains the wood's natural color. Save big on Thompson's Exterior Wood Sealers at Menards. View our entire selection today in store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. 44
man,
degrees in Green Bay.
Cookies are awesome. So sorry.
That's Mrs. Schmidt. She wow. Couldn't thank her. She thank listens. She listens.
She listens. Aren't they good, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a guy who likes these, so.
Now, you know what? He has a personal trainer.
So
do you, though.
You do.
I do.
You're saying that
I'm sure I have a mouthful of cookie. What was I thinking?
Well, we were talking about the personal trainer, but then you dove into the cookies. To your job, I mean, mm-hmm. that's you need a lot of energy to stay on stage, and you're up till what, midnight every night? Probably later?
Actually, I'm up at 6:30 every morning for my kids. So my wife and I try and hit the rack about 10:30. So we get if I get 6 hours, I'm good.
Yep, me too. Same here.
If I get 6 hours, I'm great. I'm if good. I get 5 hours and 30 minutes, but if I get over six, I can't imagine
sleeping more than 6 hours at a time. I just can't.
But you're right. If it's a half hour or 45 minutes, I kind of need it.
I feel that.
Yeah, you right?
I agree.
I need it.
Yeah. So, but tell me about it. You stand, man. I want to hear a little about
my wife and I have committed ourselves to, because, hey, baby. Oh, side note. We're at Bay Beach yesterday, and I'm walking up with my daughter, and a guy sees a brilliant shirt, and he goes, oh, how old is your granddaughter? I just go with it. But I'm a healthy 59-year-old. I really take care of myself. I do a little bit of voodoo. You know, I take vitamins. I have a health doctor. I have two doctors. I have my regular doctor and I have a lifestyle doctor that helps me with some of the peptides and things that you need.
What's a lifestyle doctor?
Lifestyle doctor.
Is it a real doctor?
Yeah, real doctor.
A medical doctor?
Yeah, medical doctor. And does my blood work, tells me where my fats are. I'm always looking for how I can advance my health. Because I want to be around for my kids.
Another cookie?
These are healthy.
These are really good cookies. Yeah.
These are
really good oatmeal cookies.
These oats are good for you.
They are true.
So what does your lifestyle doctor do?
Well, and helps me with vitamins, some peptides, things that I'm lacking. Let's say if I'm, you know, for instance, there's some your mitochondria, which is your cell. Which travels up from your brain and all that stuff. I know all this stuff.
Wow.
So I'm into self-preservation. I'm into some of the things that help you healthy. And I got to tell you what, it's helped my sleep. It's helped my sex life. It's helped everything as I've gone on getting older.
Tell me about the diet. We talk about that a lot. I mean, is it salmon? Is it? Are you a vegetarian?
Believe it or not, only the fresh stuff is good for you. The fish. Fish can be bad for you. I'm sorry to say it can be because of the pesticides and mercury and all that stuff. Red meat, I got to tell you what, red meat and grass-fed chicken, grass-fed, you know, anything that is range because of the pesticides. And you guys know this. And, you know, it comes across as voodoo. Some people are like, oh, I can't believe you follow that stuff. But I got to tell you, I have noticed my energy level.
Well, look at you.
I can bench 315-pound guys, and I'm 59 years old.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And I've had my knees replaced, my hips replaced, and my shoulders replaced. So I needed something to build the muscles around there. And what can help get your muscles better than a trainer that knows how to train someone who has these injuries.
Okay, you've had all those things replaced. You didn't play like contact sports all that much or anything.
Well, I played baseball, football, and basketball in high school. But What I did, John, is
that sounds like something like a former NFL player who played for 12 years in the NFL would have to go through.
Degenerative arthritis.
Yeah.
Is what I got. So I was losing
that's what I had in my hip.
Meniscus. Yeah. That's what I had. Both. Hey, best thing I ever did. Because guess what? When I got my hips replaced, I could finally sleep.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
I went to Israel, Tel Aviv, and performed as Elvis 2 weeks after, 3 weeks after I had my knees replaced. I'll never forget that. It was one of the craziest things I've ever done.
I had both
knees at the same time.
I just think throwing out the term, I went to Israel to perform as Elvis.
That's what I was just going to say.
That's good enough story.
I performed
right
in Jaffa, and they loved me.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That is funny. So you want to stick around for your grandkids, but do you plan on being on stage till you're 80?
My wife, in fact, Pat and I were talking the other day, because my wife and I, we're okay. We could be okay. We could retire at a certain point. But Pat and I were talking. We love what we do.
Oh, yeah. He's great. Yeah.
You know, we don't want to stop doing it. In fact, I signed a 3-year contract extension with Meyer, and I was talking to Matt. And Matt's kind of like, how long do you want to do this? I go, till we stop selling tickets. He goes, yeah, let's continue. Wow. So I'll go on the senior citizen circuit. I'll hit all the healthcare units.
Like Branson, right?
Yeah, Branson.
Shows during the day.
We've actually thought of 10 years when Vivian, our youngest, goes to college. We're just going to pack up our guitars and we're going to follow her to college, and we're just going to do, old folks' homes along
the
way.
One of the things, though, too, Frank, when you're talking about losing weight and different things like that, like we have the glam band, Dennis from the glam band comes on, and Eric from Ask Your Mother.
Yep.
But the thing is, they expend so much energy on stage.
Yep. Oh,
especially
my God.
Eric. It was mind-boggling watching him that one night.
Yep.
That's got to be a pretty good cardio type thing, right? Being an entertainer.
Okay, I've got to tell you, the best thing to do is you act like the tiger. You get your heart rate up as high as you can, and then you got to rest it back to get down to low. And the way I do that is, like, I dance like crazy on stage.
Right.
I get my heart rate up to 140 beats per minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I come off stage and I do some little breathing exercises, and I actually look to see how long it takes me to get that back down to 70, back to my resting heart rate, or 67. So those are some of the things that they're in my brain. I know I'm doing it. So I got this little watch that tells me my heart rate, because you want to get your maximum heart rate. I'm 59 years old. I should be able to get to 160. I should be able to get there, and I do it.
So do you have the canister of oxygen off to the side with the mask?
I tell you what, my cast
that's
is like,
high, that's
are you okay?
High.
Are you
that's
okay?
Because
what I want to do is I want to relax as fast as I can, so I do these breathing exercises.
Right.
But you've got to be in shape to be an entertainer like that, don't you?
I got to tell you, I do Elvis, still 2-3 times a month. And Elvis doing his moves is, in fact, I got a gig tomorrow. Doing those gyration moves, mm-hmm. I don't let off, man. And I'm sweating like a... that poor jacket of mine.
But Frank, that's nice. You're starting this. I mean, you're not young, but you're younger. But you're like those guys we talked about with Kiss, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's all I was back.
They've had a personal trainer, Kiss, for years.
And Frank, I think we had these all access passes with them. So I went with my daughter in their dressing room. You'd expect to see like some of those dressing rooms. There's a lot of alcohol and some, but it was baked salmon, brown rice, and one of those like juicer things.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. It was like no alcohol in that whole room, and
they also
put on a show.
They do, and you know what? You got to get high on life. I got to tell you, alcohol is poison. I do have my beer once in a while. I love a cold beer. Don't get me wrong. But I don't drink like I used to. Man, I used to. Man, let me at the sports corner. I was half, in a bag on stage.
Really?
Yeah, I was doing tequila shots before I went on. Third and short back in the day. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm so glad you. Because you're going to be around a long time.
I want to be around.
I told you that this morning when I saw you. I'm like, man, you're looking really good.
Thank you. And
that's great. So this show that's coming up now, we're going to see Girls. And when does it open again? It opens
Wednesday. This Wednesday. So thanks for getting me on here.
Absolutely.
Because it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And there's two shows on Saturday with the matinee. So doors open at 5:30, dinner's at 6, shows at 7. You're home by 9 o'clock on a school night. Okay.
It's awesome.
On Saturday, we got a matinee at 1 o'clock. Again, it's doors open at 11:30, lunch is at 12, and the show's at 1 o'clock. Yeah. So
can you stick around though? You're hitting on some good things physically wise.
Yeah,
I want to talk more about that.
Fine. I can tell you some cool stuff, some good books, some I do audiobooks about it, too.
Do you really?
That's crazy.
And I'm going to do audiobooks on my books that I write. I'm going to do audiobooks.
You should.
Yeah.
John, that's a great idea.
It is.
I would love to do my book on audiobook, but there'd be a...
Can I tell you something?
X rating on it.
With some of them, it's like two different guys are talking.
Yeah.
I've thought about asking you to be one of the guys.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Okay,
that'd be awesome.
Yep.
10 cents a word.
We're going to set a quick break. Frank Herman's with us back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden's visit to Wisconsin Wednesday will highlight a massive increase in the scale of Microsoft's future data center in Mount Pleasant. Microsoft is building a billion-dollar data center building at the Wisconsin Innovation Park. The Journal Sentinel reports the first phase is just the tip of the iceberg for Microsoft's plans for Racine County. A collection of art by inmates of Wisconsin State Prisons is on view at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. Curator Deborah Bremer says people are surprised by the quality of the art, but that she also understands.
It's about hardship, it's about crimes, it's about victims.
Art Against the Odds is on display through Sunday the 19th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Disabled students are accusing the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh of discriminating against them. The university recently cut 250 staff positions to counteract a budget deficit. Four of those positions were staff serving students with disabilities. Now students say requests for accommodations are being delayed or denied, and group members want the school to improve academic support and infrastructure for students with disabilities. Appleton City Parks have many beautiful blooming crabapple trees thanks to the efforts of a local couple.
When you retire, you know, you start getting old and you're like, well, how am I going to be remembered? And I wanted to make the world better. And so we chose to start planting apple blossom crabapple trees. And
Babs Smith says she and her husband started with 3 to 5 trees a year. Now they're planting up to 50 trees each year in Appleton Parks. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. In Guys Who Can't Stop Being Creeps news, Grabby McGee, a.k.a. Kevin Spacey, is under fire again for inappropriately touching people. Not so ironically, the allegations come before the release of a new documentary about Kevin Spacey for, wait for it, inappropriately touching people. To keep the investigations easier, authorities have asked people that haven't been groped by Spacey to please come forward. Spacey Unmasked drops on Max May 6th. Fans of Blue Bloods have had a nice run, but the show ends in December. Deadline.com reports Tom Selleck has warned the producers that people might not be ready to say goodbye, and I'm sure he did so in the most measured, borderline, dull, unexciting way possible. Just kidding. Love the Sellickster, and 14 years is a pretty good run. The network says they are looking for new ideas. Translation? Be prepared for something other than Blue Bloods that is exactly like Blue Bloods to premiere next fall. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high 71 this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A little breezy with a chance of showers and thundershowers and some locally heavy rain with those. Our high tomorrow, 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Ready to revamp your life? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss is here to guide you. Experience the convenience of telemedicine appointments and medication delivery, making your health journey hassle-free. Experiencing weight gain, fatigue, or loss of libido? Revamp Hormone Replacement and Weight Loss offers customized solutions to help you feel your best. Discover Semaglutide, a breakthrough in weight loss for just $300 a month. Visit revamphrt.com or call 920-659-0249 to unlock your potential.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster?
Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow. Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, Robert Craig of Citizen Action Wisconsin about the ongoing mountain of medical debt smothering American families.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. 10. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. We've got Frank Herman's in.
We thought we were just going to have him in here
and talk about his new show, Girls on Thin Ice. Yeah. But he's opened up our eyes to a whole different thing. Had no idea you were such a... an expert in some ways
on health
and that you've studied this and you follow it and your career now depends a lot on how you look, how you feel, how you, the energy and all those sorts of things. So I'm not saying you've done this stuff for being on stage, but I'm sure it works for both ways. But the fact of the matter is you're just really adamant. You've had the party life, you had the whatever, and you just want to be in a different direction now, huh?
I want to be healthy. I want to feel good. You know, 10 years ago, I saw videos of me on stage. I was at my, you know, about 275 pounds. And I was always in shape my whole life, you know, until, you know, I got into, I guess, drinking more and partying. And I had a lifestyle where...
But that was almost your job, too.
It was. I owned bars.
Yeah.
I secondhand smoke.
Exactly.
The worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was unhealthy, and I didn't know it. My wife, I had my knees replaced. My wife bought me a membership to a young man named Above Average Dan Tedman, who is now one of my best friends. He owns Above Average and bought me 10 sessions, personal training. Hated it. Hated every second of it.
I did, too. I had a personal trainer for a while. Yeah, but, in fact, I took some crap the other night. We're walking into the steak fry. And ran into Lisa, who ran the Croc Center.
Oh, yeah.
And they were doing a thing when I was going to go to Marine boot camp. And they were going to put us through some things, you know, for whatever. But and so I had a personal trainer. And she still says, Minor, remember when you dropped out with a personal trainer?
You know, so it's they a remember lifestyle. That.
But it's hard when you have a personal trainer. You know why? You know what you realize? Is that when you're doing things on your own, you can really take, I'm out of breath. I better slow down. And when you have that personal trainer and you can't, it's like, no.
Because what they do, they teach you the right things. And, you know, I got to tell you, when you pay for something, you show up. Yeah. When you pay for something, you show up.
Because even if you don't show up, you pay. Isn't that correct?
That's absolutely. You pay. Frank, you need a partner, which your personal trainer is your partner. Mm-hmm. But you just need someone to hold you accountable. Because it's as individuals, we're just not as disciplined as we'd like to be. I don't know why, but we're not. Yeah. Is there someone, though, like I told you, I like that Dr. Joel Fuhrman. Yeah. He's on PBS. Yeah, yeah. You know, I like him. I think he's good. I bought all his stuff. Haven't used it all, but somebody you followed?
Asprey. I've read his book. He's called the Nutrition Hack or the... And what he does, he's a computer programmer from California. He's written a couple books about how he was a diabetic and wanted to learn what to do. So what he has done, because he's got money, so he tries all these different things that are clinically proven to see if they work on him. And now I drink his coffee right now. I'm drinking it. It's called Danger Coffee because it's got all the minerals, the essential minerals you need every day that we don't get in our daily food. All the stuff we get, you know, the grain we process, everything does not have these minerals. So that's one of the things that I follow him. I don't do everything he does.
Yeah.
But some of the things he wrote another book called Safer and Smarter, which is all about doing things. You know, think about the book that he wrote 10 years ago. Now he wrote one after COVID, and COVID changed a lot of things with people's thought process, especially about red meat and about vegetables and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. So, I was just So, are you familiar with the Blue Zone? Those guys were in Green Bay.
Yes, you know that? Yeah.
I don't know if you saw them. They've been
I didn't see them, but I knew they were.
They were a couple times they've been here. Minneapolis, two brothers and their dad, right? And they just travel around the world. And it's, you know, to live to be 100 is kind of a goal, but to live to be healthy to be 100 is different. I mean, you don't want to be in
Yes, you got to keep your mind. Here's the deal. After you're 40 years old, you got to lift weights. You have to keep your bones and your muscle strong because you're going to lose it. We lose 1% of our muscle fiber a year if you don't work out.
Remember, Johnny, when Zalaski was in here?
Yeah.
Zalaski lifts, yeah.
That is, they are, and it's also a good weight loss thing because it keeps your metabolism burning afterwards.
Right.
And one of the worst things, and you mentioned, the more I've been reading about this, and actually when we have Mark Hewson on from Bell and Sports Medicine, Mark will tell you the same thing. Just going out there and running as long as you possibly can, that's not the way to do it anymore.
Right.
Nope. No, the guy who invented jogging, what's his name? He died of a heart attack at 52 years old.
The invented that 1 minute mile guy, that's the record. His anniversary. I read that. Hey, I want to get back to the working out and the Blue Zone thing.
Yeah.
What's the Blue Zone? I've never heard of that.
So the guy, these was it Pitala? What's their last name? Starts with a B.
I can't remember. Tony, I just know the Blue Zone,
And he's they've been in Green Bay, and they to become a Blue Zone is a zone where people live to be well over 100.
Yeah.
And they went in and studied them, and they're all over the world, you know. But
how do they get to 100 years old? Yeah.
Healthy.
Yeah, healthy.
That's the key.
There's a place in Italy that's like that.
Right, totally. There is. And I'll tell you what, Johnny.
Yeah.
It's regions. Yeah. But those people in Italy, they're out there in the garden. They're working. And family's important.
Mm-hmm.
Activities are important. Gardening. And then really feeling a purpose in your life
will
keep you living longer.
And that's where the Mediterranean diet.
Tapas is a great resource. Yeah.
You know,
okay, let me just read this. For over 20 years, Bittner has been studying these five communities. Sardinia, Italy, Okinawa, Japan, Nicoya, Costa Rica, Greece, Loma Linda, California. He claims that in these regions, longevity ensues because long-lived people are simply a product of their environment.
Right. It's the environment. Yeah. It's not just, but he doesn't have anything place. There's nothing from Wisconsin on
nothing
there.
From Tampa, Florida either. Where all the Wisconsin people go to.
How bad are we here? How bad are we, Frank?
Well, the problem with us up here, you know.
And it's just our society. It's our lifestyle. How bad
Believe it or not, butter is good for you. And, you know, anything, you know, we hear all these dairy things that they're so bad for you. Now, there is some dairy that it's tough to process, but grass-fed. Grass-fed, natural, you know, and we, all of our dairy farms, believe it or not, they're feeding them hay. So that's good. That's good up here. You know, if you're feeding them pellets of stuff that has, you know, the bad stuff, like the certain type of milk, you can get that A2 milk or whatever. But the key is we actually do okay up here.
Okay.
The problem is activity.
It's activity. Kind of sit a little bit.
Yes, we do. We're cold. We're in a cold weather environment, and we have to stay active.
Yeah.
You can't just work all 6 months a year and then, hey, I'm going to sit on my couch and watch Netflix. You know,
Johnny, when Buettner talked about your city working towards being a Blue Zone, and the Blue Zones that whoever texts that in, and those are everything. But they'll come to a city and they'll say, look, they'll assess your city and say, look, you guys need sidewalks. Because people got to walk. And
all those things.
Some of those suburbs, nice suburbs, don't have places to walk. Mm-hmm. And the roads can be dangerous. And then they'll talk about access to food. Like if it's easier to buy an orange soda than an orange, that's not a good idea. Yeah. So they really talk to you about getting more access to healthy and fresh, like you talked about, Frankie, fresh vegetables. And there's just some cool stuff that you can do to help people with the environment, and that's really what they do.
Yeah, and I stay away from the shaded they call them the dark shade vegetables.
I thought darker was the better.
No, it's not. Believe it or not,
what I've always heard.
You know, you got to peel a tomato. Believe it or not, that peel on the tomato is bad for you. Isn't that suck?
No.
I know. There's all these little. I don't want to deep dive. I could deep dive.
Okay,
don't they say the peel of an apple is better for you than the actual inside of the apple?
The seeds in the apple are what. You know. Anyway, and by the way. Seeds, the ones that
I gotta stop peeling my bananas.
No, you can eat your banana peel if you'd like to. That'd be really, really weird.
Go ahead.
Really weird. Somebody does it.
There's a pro athlete. I can't think of who it is. He does that. He eats bananas with the peel on him.
Yuck.
Yeah.
That is just.
Does anybody out there know there's a pro athlete that does that?
Wow.
Eats bananas with the
peel on. My kids eat the shrimp tails.
Ooh.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
But Frank, isn't there a lot of nutrition in we
had Bill Jarts on that day. We said the first time he ate them at a banquet, he didn't realize you're supposed to peel them, so he was eating the whole thing. And people are like, whoa, this guy's tough.
Isn't there more nutrients in the shell than the shrimp?
In the shell? Of course, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's okay to eat that.
Why wouldn't you eat the skin of a tomato?
Oh, the skin of the tomato has certain type of properties that you can't digest. It's got an acid in there that causes... I don't want to deep dive you right now, but tomatoes are great for you. Don't get me wrong. Right. Don't get me wrong. And it sucks to peel them. I still eat them all the time. Don't get me wrong. Okay. But there's certain things like, you know, everybody thinks an eggplant is great for you. It's not.
That's dark. Yeah. Frank, tell me, what is your, like, snack?
My snack is carrots. I'm a carrot guy. Carrots are great for you.
Yeah, a lot of carbs.
I do. They're good. Hey, carbs are good for you.
All right.
You got to burn. You need energy. Johnny. You know,
everybody does this
power plant crap or whatever is good for you. Yeah, you're burning your fat, but guess what? You got to have carbs to stay healthy. You got to have carbs to build muscle with that protein. You need amino acids from these plants and vegetables that help that protein break down. Because protein, it just comes out of you if you can't break it down. Right. You know, so there's a...
What kind of food do you no longer eat?
I don't eat fast food.
Okay.
So, I don't eat fast food. Now, you'll see me at an Arby's once in a while. I'll get the big roast beef, 2-pounder. It's pretty good. My kids love McDonald's. And I'm going to tell you...
But you never eat there. 2-pounder. Yeah. That's a lot of meat.
It's roast beef, baby. Like my kids, they love McDonald's. We'll stop once in a while. I'll have a nugget. I'll have a chicken nugget. Don't get me wrong. I love Quick Trip. A soup. I'm a Quick Trip rice.
I love their chicken and rice soup. I like their broccoli cheese.
But
their cheeseburgers on Wednesdays, they discount them. Those are good.
They are amazing, but I don't eat them anymore. No. Huh?
The Angus burgers.
Don't do it.
Phenomenal.
Don't do it.
I know.
I try to pay at the pump so I don't go in.
Okay. That is smart.
I know.
And you know what? There's different types of water to drink, too, guys. Drink the water with the blue caps. That's spring water. Drink water that has the blue caps. Don't drink water with a clear cap or with a green cap. I don't even want to go in deep.
Go ahead. Keep going.
You got to do spring water. You got to do mineral water. You got to do the stuff that has the good stuff in it. Because the water that's Aquafina or whatever the aquified, that's an aquified water that takes all the minerals out.
We get that in Manitowoc. Yeah. We're outside of Manitowoc. There's an artesian well.
Yeah.
You can go there for like 50 cents.
Buffalo Don's.
There you go.
Oh, great water.
That's where we get our water from.
Great water. Mineralized water.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, you know, it's so, there's two sides of everything, and I don't want to get into a, you know, where people, you know, one side or the other. I just know what I'm hearing and what I'm reading, and I follow, you do your own thing.
Well, I think you're right, because people, I don't do that, I should do this, and there's so many different schools of thought, but I mean, the fact is, whatever you're doing is working for you.
Yeah. I love chocolate. Chocolate's really good for you, so it's...
But you have to get that 92%. Yeah, the dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate milk's good for you, right? What? No,
sure,
it
Jack.
Is.
Sort Twinkies.
Oh, because it's fortified with vitamin D? No, well,
athletes, they give athletes chocolate milk now after a big workout.
Yeah. Okay.
Mark Hughes, if you're listening, true or false, athletes now get chocolate milk after a big workout.
They do. Pickle juice, chocolate milk because it's full of sugar and
it's full of some other stuff.
Sure it is.
It is.
I'm with you.
I'm gonna prove this chocolate milk is good for
athletes. I drink the protein chocolate stuff after I work out because you need
stuff
protein.
From like Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that stuff. The vanilla.
It's like a dessert.
I actually really like that.
So do you start your day with a shake?
I don't eat till 2 o'clock every day. So I do 16-hour fast.
Okay.
Day.
You know, I bought this really cool blender and I actually brought these guys in and it was chocolate milk, strawberries and bananas.
That's great.
It was great.
It was good.
Strawberries are the superfood.
And he was going to bring it in every week. Didn't he say that every day?
Except for one problem.
We're having...
I had no idea how expensive fruit was. Oh, my God.
$8
a little thing of raspberries.
Berries are, especially this time of year. They're going to go down now. They're going to go down in price right now. But strawberries, that's superfood, man.
I know it is, but man, is it expensive?
When did fruit get so expensive? Eat healthy is expensive.
It is.
Yeah. But, and one of the other things, too, is eat, you know, your leaf lettuce. Eat your regular lettuce. Don't go get kale. Don't get all that fancy stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But kale's the in thing these days, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sure is.
Why do you disagree with that?
Well, it's got a certain acid in it that your body it blocks mineral absorption.
Okay, I'm just quickly, telling you right now. How about kale chips though? If you cut it, bake it.
If it makes you feel good.
I'm starting a mushroom farm.
Mushrooms are amazing.
I'm growing my own.
Just smoke
mushrooms.
Them or eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's mushrooms are great. We haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah. You can smoke mushrooms?
You haven't?
Oh, John.
Oh, you're talking that old-fashioned.
The hallucinogenic.
Oh, no.
No, we're not talking
that.
Never.
Me neither.
John Mino? Never.
What if mine turn out that way?
No. You can't. There's a certain type.
Can you stick around? I'm not going to let you leave yet. I'm going to disprove some of your theories.
Please.
Okay.
I've been reading about this.
You've been reading about chocolate milk.
You're damn right. Frank Kerman's in the house. Girls on Thin Ice starting Wednesday. Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. Little Ramblin' Gambling Man by Bob Seger, who is celebrating his 79th birthday today. Frank Herman.
You know who's playing on that song right there? Glenn Frey.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, they were high school friends.
They were in a band together.
Yeah, in Detroit.
And Don Henley was along there somewhere,
isn't
too.
Isn't that amazing?
Crazy talent. Crazy.
Frank Herman's joining us. Frank, of course, legendary. He's got the new show coming up. Girls on Thin Ice starting Wednesday, right, Frank?
Yeah.
And that's with Wednesday. The Dinner Theater?
Dinner Theater. We're going back to our roots. 25 years we've been doing this crap. We started back at the Sports Corner with Dinner Theater, and we're bringing it back.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
The Sports Corner.
Remember those days?
I remember those days.
Oh, I remember you.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, hey.
Well, let's move on.
Hey, John's almost here.
We had some good times
Where
at the
did
old
he
Sports
go?
Corner.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, Franco, we're still talking about, okay, one more thing, though.
Yeah.
Tell about tickets, because you were telling me something during the break there as far as some are already sold out.
Yeah, so it's getting close. Wednesday and Thursday is close, and my advice is to call Ticketstar between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. to get tickets for Wednesday and Thursday. They're close to being sold out. And if you want dinner, we're going to stop selling dinner tickets Wednesday night at midnight.
Okay.
Because the chef's got to order the food for the week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, we got to make sure that. And then it's only show onlys we'll be accepting. There's great seats available on Saturday for some reason. The matinee in the evening got some ample tickets available. But Wednesday and Thursday, getting close.
How many people, when you look out, when you're on stage, you say, this person's been here for 25 years.
Oh, I ask it. We have some original season ticket holders. I think we had 300 season ticket holders our first year. And I think about 100 of them are still season tickets.
Isn't that incredible?
Wow. Yep.
Okay, the tickets, the dinner show, mm-hmm. we can get that. And then are you still selling the season package? Is that still available, or is that?
They're called flex tickets. You can flex tickets, and you can use them for any show. What that means is, like, say, boy, that summer show, I don't want to go to that. But I want to go to the Christmas show twice. You can't.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it's time for. Okay, go
I was going to say that Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah. This is a great.
I know.
Bring mom on Saturday.
And what a great gift.
Thank you. I actually did a social media post about Mother's Day. Okay. Show.
It's Sunday.
Did I tell you about the time Frank shut me down?
What? I shut you down?
Yeah.
Is this the singing thing?
No.
Oh.
This was over at, what was the old place on by the old Plank Road?
Oh, you're talking about, yeah, that's C. Grant.
Yeah, SC Grant.
We still in that,
And he was doing a show.
Yeah.
And I was doing like an auction, a charity auction in that other room.
Okay.
And in the middle of his break, he goes, Mino, please keep it down.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
Yeah, because you were so loud.
Yeah.
We could hear you in the theater. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, John, do me a favor. I got, I got a show going on.
Yeah, John,
can you stop screaming at me?
Sorry, Frank.
I forgot about that, John.
Yes, yes.
All right, so we got the show coming up. Yeah. Girls on Thin Ice, dinner show, regular show this weekend. There's still tickets available. It's Mother's Day coming up. This is a great, great thing to go to. It's funny, and it's a little bit Norbert's and the local flavors in all your shows.
Flavor. And what is it's an all-girl show, so there's a great – I'm noticing that a lot of groups of ladies come to this show. And it's all about the 1980s with great music from Whitney Houston to, you know, Cyndi Lauper. All those great songs are going to be in there. Laura Branigan, my wife just wails.
I used to love Laura Branigan.
Gloria.
She did, oh, what was the other song she did? I used to have the hots for her, Laura Branigan.
Wow.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah. Then what else
I'm your lady.
Yeah.
And you're my man.
We got it.
Right?
Wow, that was pretty cool.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks.
Did you name that tune? It's hard to do when he sings, but did you?
He actually had a tone that was almost there, so it was
almost that's like nice. All right.
I might take lessons. I'm serious.
Frank, you know, lessons really can't help. Yeah, they just help with your breathing technique.
Yeah,
and
they can't
give you
pitch. They can't.
No.
I tried to.
I'm so sorry.
He doesn't understand that. But what we can learn from you, Frank, John will never learn pitch, but we can learn to be healthier.
Yes, we can learn to breathe.
The reason we held you over is because we kind of got off on a little bit of a tangent. Yeah. We talked about your show, how successful it is, and
but
25
the shape
years
you're in for doing that stuff.
It's like, wow. Yeah. So we're back to talking about
your
health.
The first thing he said when you walked in, he says, man, you look good. You look in great shape. I haven't
seen in a while.
You know, when I look at when I get out of the tub and I look in the mirror, I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
I can see I can see V. Yeah. I can see the pack
v.
still there. Yeah.
He's not just for those young he's not in that good of shape. But you're also not
But I think it's great, Frank. And I think that's people because people see it. Yeah. You're not behind closed doors doing whatever. They see your efforts, how it's paid off for you. So when you talk about this kind of stuff, it's like, this is like you went from 275 to whatever you are now by doing what you followed what you preach.
Yeah, and I never did any fad diets or anything,
right.
You know, the protein power plan or the whatever plan. It just doesn't work because you don't stick to it. Now, I've seen my friends lose 50 pounds, but then I've seen them put that 50 pounds back on.
I know, isn't that
so
sad?
It's very
sad. Yeah, so
so fast.
It's consistency.
We don't want to be one of those people, so we're just not going
to
lose. We're not going to lose the 50.
Exactly. We're holding steady.
You know, the one thing that would help you guys, and I'm going to tell you, and it's so easy to do, is you stop eating at 7 o'clock the night before, 8 o'clock, whatever. I'm a late night eater. So the basic is to not eat for 16 hours.
I don't eat breakfast.
I never eat breakfast. I drink my coffee.
You had a cookie here.
I did.
You had an oatmeal cookie.
You know, I'm not like strict, but I'm strict. I will have, business
Although
breakfast.
Although it was funny, I said, Frank, you want a cookie? So I go, handmade oatmeal from Jim's wife. Yeah!
I did. Hey, one Christmas he brought in pumpkin pies and pecan pies. It was amazing.
Thank you.
And I just had some of your M&Ms.
Yeah.
From New York City.
Mine and the Mayor M&Ms.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah, we were planning on handing those out the other night.
Our boss is coming in. The guy who owns the station's coming in Wednesday. So you may
have some M&Ms. That's great. You guys know how to go all
out.
Oh,
we do. We've been around, Frank.
Damn right.
We can't lose weight, but boy, we can kiss up to the boss.
All right. Frank Herman's here in town. Frank, I'm just going to jump ahead. What's your next one after Girls on Thin Ice?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited for this next show. As you know, the Beach Boys are coming to Green Bay. And there's a lot of Beach Boys songs or events going on. I came up with a show last year called Bay Beach Boys. It's about Bay Beach. And, of course, we sing Bay Beach or Beach Boys songs. But the whole premise of this show – sorry, got a little – I shot a little oatmeal at you there. Sorry. Good catch, by
the
way.
Show.
How did you open your mouth that quickly? Anyway, so it's about Bay Beach 1964 and 1965. And the whole premise of the story is – this is what was told to me. Over 700 couples met at – Bay Beach, and are still married today.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
That's very cool.
Think about it. These kids go there in high school and college. They work, and they meet each other and they become life partners.
Oh, wow.
So that's what this show is about, the ones that make it and the ones that don't make it. But and it's,
oh, that's gonna be
funny. It's 1964, 1965. So you get to see him change. Like the first show, I'm just changing my, and I have black hair. And in the next 1965, I have gray hair and I'm talking. So I got struck by lightning. That's the story. Pat has hair in the first act. So we change from 64 to 65. We're coming back and then we fall in love.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's going to be
Wait, Beach Boys, July 12th through August 10th.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Frank Hermits, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, guys.
We planned on having you like for a segment or two.
Anytime.
And then you just took it off.
The health and wellness.
Anytime. It was great. Love it. Frank Hermits. Thank you to all of our guests today. Brittany Merlot, Shane Cannonberg for the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce, Kristen Jane Anderson, Suicide Prevention. She's going to be down the street here from us
on Thursday
night.
$20. Meyer
Unbelievable.
Theater, 6 o'clock.
Unbelievable. John and Gordy, Frank Hermits.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Todd, the greatest director in America. Thanks for what you do. Back in tomorrow morning. See ya!
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates radio show each and every day. We do a show about nothing, but we make it interesting and, you know, we touch on the headlines. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.